Time now to talk with Larry Weber by phone. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What? I hope this Thanksgiving is making you as excited about the weather as I am.
Oh, yes.
I went back in my records to take a look. It was 03 was the last time we had a November that gave us the amount of snow that we have, and even then it was a little bit less. And then when you combine it to October, the amount of snow we got in October, you got to go back to the mid-90s. So this is the most snow we've had by this time of year in 15 years.
I like it.
Oh, me too. That's terrific. And cross-country skiing is quite good. You know, I was a little concerned about the snow coming. I think I mentioned that last time when the ground wasn't even frozen. But the cold weather that followed up allowed the ground to handle it pretty well, and my ski trails have just been fine. I have no, I don't machine groom, and that makes a difference perhaps, but mine have been just fine. Other things of note, I walked quite a bit on a lake yesterday. I walked about a half mile, and I stayed along the edge, but I wanted to see what it was like, and so I walked about a half mile on the edge of the lake. Plenty of snow, and what happened was it froze over last week. I was watching it all along. It kept getting more and more, and starting on the 14th when there was zero, no ice at all, I finally gave a complete ice cover on the 24th, and there was many times in between where it freezed partly, then it thawed, back and forth like that, and now it is completely frozen. However, it's not very thick ice, and the snow that fell on it put a little extra weight on it, and that brought out water from under through little cracks and so forth. And so much of my walking yesterday was in slush. So I don't think I'll be skiing on the lake yet for a while, but that's okay. That's something to look forward to. Very good conditions of that. I like the early step into winter. Remains to be seen what's going to happen here. We bottomed out with a temperature yesterday morning at 5 above. Duluth recorded 3 above, so we're flirting with 0, but I think the month of November is going to end without us actually reaching 0. We are continually getting the earlier sunsets, as I'm sure everyone is noting. However, this is an interesting little piece of observation. The earliest, but right now our sunset officially, if you take a look in Duluth, it's 4:24. And the earliest sunset of the whole season is 4:20, and so we are approaching it. We will hit that about the 6th of December, and then we stay there for about 10 days. And then as we get to the solstice, the sunsets actually start getting a little bit later. The sun rises, of course, continue to be later, and so the daylight is very short. The day before yesterday, we had 9 hours of daylight. We will never get down to 8 hours of daylight, but 9 hours of daylight is where we're at right now. Plenty of birds still moving around at the feeders. The big news now is the finches. I had goldfinches first started to arrive, maybe 2 weeks ago, but there weren't very many. And then this past week, I had twice pine siskins came by. Well, this morning, there must have been 35 of them out here, goldfinches. I think they're still here. So word has gotten out that there is a place they can go to. And each of the last several winters, goldfinches was the critter, the bird of the winter, the finch of the winter. And so we'll see if that continues. I expect it will. Pine siskins may be sporadic. That's where they've been the last couple of years. And right as of now, red poles are pretty scarce. I have not seen a red pole in a couple of weeks. And I would like to think they're still going to arrive with the snow and the colder weather, but that still remains to be seen. Other things of note, we had a junco come by and visit one night, and I thought, oh, great, I'd love to have a junco stay for the winter, but it didn't last. It quickly moved on. Plenty of movement still from things like pileated woodpeckers coming around in the woods, but I have never had them this year come to the bird feeder, come to the suet. I am, however, getting downy woodpeckers, hairy woodpeckers, and then there's a red-bellied woodpecker. I doubt if you get the red-bellied woodpecker up there. Red-bellied woodpecker is a bird mostly of the south. They're very common south of here, and we are about on the northern extreme edge of its range. They are, however, moving further north, and they do get recorded now every year, Christmas bird count, in both for us and for Duluth. In addition to that, in the world of mammals, you know, this is one of the beautiful things about snows in November. The tracks are just abundant. There is so much activity of critters. It's too warm for many of them to go off to sleep and become dormant. And so there's a lot of activity. And twice this past week, we had a snow that happened in the afternoon of one day, stretching all the way until dark. But during the night, it had stopped, and by next morning, we had this brand new, fresh covering of snow. And boy, that is just terrific to go out and see what kind of critters are active. And I found about a dozen kinds of tracks, most of which are what I expected to see. But it's just nice to know that they are here. And even though I didn't see them, they are present. What we are seeing, though, are the flying squirrels. And they are just terrific. They've been showing up every evening. Last night, there was maybe, eight of them. And the night before, I think we had about a dozen. But the really big night was on Tuesday night of this week, where we had no less than about 20 of them. You know, it was just amazing. They're so little squirrels, and they seem to be social. They seem to be able to get along with each other so well. Every one of them came flying in. They glide in, and then they land on the vertical stump of the tree, and then they come down to the platform where I have the food. And every one of them wants something to eat, but they didn't seem to fight each other. They just seemed like, okay, you grab your food and go somewhere, and then I'll move in and grab mine. And boy, that was so interesting to watch. But I said we had guests this week, and that was our entertainment, was to sit back and watch the flying squirrels at the feeders. Just a wonderful thing. So there's plenty going on, and the next time we speak, we will be in the wonderful month of December, and I think there will be plenty more things going on at that time. So take care.
Thank you, Larry. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber, phenologist extraordinaire, joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 to give us the weekend outdoors.